Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Today we introduce a new feature on In the Moment, Poetry from Studio 47 with Patrick Hicks. It's a look at the power and presence of poetry in South Dakota and beyond. We'll bring you the first episode in a few minutes, but first, Patrick Hicks joins us in the studio. He is a novelist, essayist, and poet. His poetry books include Adoptable and This London. He's writer in residence at Augustana University in Sioux Falls, and he is also a finalist for South Dakota State Poet Laureate, along with fellow poets Christine Stewart and Jim Reese. And he joins us now in the Kirby Family Studio in SDPB's Sioux Falls space. Patrick, welcome back.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to come back.
So we've had this little—it hasn't been a secret, but you know, this is something you've been planning for a little bit, and I've been so excited, and I haven't been talking to anybody about it.
Me too. Yeah, I've been working on this for about 3 months now. So
tell us where the idea came from, where the notion that it's in the own its own program, its own podcast, Poetry from 47, Studio 47. Became a thing in your mind?
Well, I really enjoy coming on radio. I really enjoy being on your show, so I guess I have the radio bug, you could say. And I guess the idea came to me a couple of years ago, but the practicalities of it, I don't know how to produce a show. I mean, I know how to speak. I know the types of poets that I'd like to bring on to a show, but I wasn't sure how to make it a reality. And then about a year ago, there was this major renovation at Studio 47 at Augustana. That's our recording studio. And I happened to bump into the orchestra director, Dr. Peter Folliard, and he said, well, come on down, take a look. And at the moment I walked in and I saw what we were capable of doing, that's when I realized that this little germ of an idea, which I'd been carrying around in my head for a while, could become a reality. And it took off after that.
All right. So I went to Augustana. Is this the same spot where I would have had my internship?
I did a little radio internship. Yeah.
I'm sure it's changed. It's been a few years.
But it looks really nice. It's a nice studio. Yeah.
when I listened to the first few episodes, and I have a little leg up because I was able to listen to several, I just kept saying, I know that, you know, because I love poetry. And tell me about how you sort of planned the beginning here in January, because you begin with this really quintessential voices that need to be heard.
Yeah, I wanted to choose poets that were able to tell stories, because poems essentially are really good little stories. And if I've done my job right, I will have chosen poetry that makes someone maybe sit in their car in their driveway because they want to hear the end of the poem. And I've also, I really want to choose poets that speak to this part of the world that we live in, the Midwest and the Great Plains. So I very intentionally, for the first 10 episodes, I've drawn from South Dakota poets, two Lakota poets. And so it's not just our area. There are a couple of national poets that will be featured in the coming months, and hopefully even some international poets.
So we are going to air these every Friday on South Dakota Public Radio during In the Moment. And we'll start with episode one today, and then this Friday you get to hear episode two. So we'll have something every Friday in the month of January, really all year. And then we'll post those online at listen.sdpb.org. Mm-hmm. You and I will share the daylights out of it on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
I'm sure we will, yes.
Tell me about this beautiful logo, because once we move past it and they just recognize it as what it is, they're going to forget where this beautiful logo came from. They'll be able to see it online after the show.
But yeah.
Tell me from whence it came.
Mm. And I realize that if I'm starting this short radio program, it does need to have a logo, and it has to, like all logos, it has to encapsulate everything really quick and immediately. So I got to thinking, well, I want a microphone, radio, who doesn't like coffee, and an open book. But I'm no artist at all. But one of our former students, John Schrader, he's currently living in Seoul. He's an artist, and I've always appreciated his work an awful lot. So I reached out to John, who's literally halfway around the world, and I said, this is what I'm kind of thinking about. Can you create something for me? And it took him about 2 or 3 weeks, but he created this wonderful logo, which I'm really, really delighted to have.
And we were just speaking with President of Augustana, Stephanie Herseth-Sandlin, and Dean Irvin, and we were talking about this sort of connection. When you choose the place that you're going to study, whether it's as a faculty member, as a student, those connections and the way they intersect can be surprising.
Yeah.
And this is a pretty good example, because here you are You know, I graduated from Augie, he graduated from Augie, and we're all having this conversation. Yeah. Boom, everyone is sort of running up again. And that works in South Dakota and beyond with any school that you go to, of course.
Yeah.
This is just our experience right now. I want to play this first episode for folks and then come back and talk a little bit as we close the show with Patrick Hicks. But here is episode one, Poetry from Studio 47.
This is Poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Billy Collins. Collins was born on March 22, 1941, in New York City, and has since written 14 collections of work, including The Apple That Astonished Paris, The Art of Drowning, Taking Off Emily Dickinson's Clothes, and Horoscopes for the Dead, among many others. He was appointed Poet Laureate of the United States for two terms, from 2001 to 2003, and after teaching at Lehman College at the City University of New York for almost 50 years, he is retired, but he continues to give readings around the world. Collins's work is playful, humorous, thoughtful, and accessible. Today's poem is Introduction to Poetry. Here we have a narrator that wants people to feel the joy of poetry that he knows. He wants us to be unafraid of poetry. He wants us to enjoy it the same way we enjoy music or a good movie. He doesn't want us to overanalyze a poem too much. Poetry, he suggests, should be fun and not a bunch of hard work. This is good advice. And so, this is Introduction to Poetry by Billy Collins. I ask them to take a poem and hold it up to the light like a color slide, or press an ear against its hive. I say, drop a mouse into a poem and watch him probe his way out. Or walk inside the poem's room and feel the walls for a light switch. I want them to water ski across the surface of a poem, waving at the author's name on the shore. But all they want to do is tie the poem to a chair with rope and torture a confession out of it. They begin beating it with a hose to find out what it really means.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. All poems used with permission, recorded live to tape at Augustana University and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.
And you are listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. The new Poetry from Studio 47 will air on this program today and then following this day on Fridays on In the Moment SDPB, where we do a lot of arts coverage. I want to say, what does poetry mean to you? That's too big of a question.
Yeah, that's a big...
So let me ask this. When did you know that poetry meant something to you that was deeply, that needed to be, an itch that needed to be scratched?
Oh, wow. That is a great question. And before I answer that, I just want to offer my thanks and praise to Peter Folliard, who produced poetry from Studio 47 and wrote that fantastic music. When did I want, that seems such a grand thing, when did I know that I was a poet or want to be a poet? I guess like so many other people, I started writing poetry at a pretty young age, you know, dappling really and writing first drafts and, you know, thinking they were good and I realize now they were awful. But it was really when I got to college and the doors of my imagination were just blown open by the teachers that gave me really high quality poetry, and I could see turns of phrases and images and how a really good poem, W.B. Yeats, that famous Irish poet, he said, a good poem, you know it's a good poem if it ends with the click of a well-oiled lock. You know, that sense of like something has slotted into place and suddenly the universe kind of makes sense for a second and then kind of fizzles off into not making sense anymore. And I love that poetry can do that for us. It's really, you know, the tiny little stories is what they are.
You've been having fun putting these together.
I have. It's been a blast. It's been an awful lot of fun. And I love that I get to bring poetry to the state week after week.
All right. Well, we thank you for it. We'll have you come back and talk a little bit about this process of South Dakota State Poet Laureate. We'll invite Jim Reese and Christine Stewart as well as we look at Leanne Rorpaugh saying farewell and passing the baton to the next State Poet Laureate. Fascinating
Sounds
stuff.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Patrick Hicks, thank you so much.
Thank you.